Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on the 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we have on special guests from the International Museum of Muslim Cultures, the co-founders Okolo Rashid and Imad Al-Turk. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Share a little bit more about where you guys are based.
We are based in Jackson, Mississippi, the creator of the civil rights movement.
Wonderful. And for those that are unfamiliar with the International Museum of Muslim Cultures, if you had 2 minutes to tell people about the organization, what would you like them to know?
So I'll start and then Okolo can finish. For over 20 years, the first Muslim museum in America has been dedicated to educating the American public about Islamic history and culture, and the contributions of diverse Muslim communities to America and the world. The museum foundation is built on the strategic alignment of the African-American and diverse Muslim communities' shared action. We work across the divide of race, class, gender, culture, and religion to bring people of different backgrounds together, focus on social justice and equity, and to understand our shared humanity. We accomplish our mission in three ways. First, through exhibitions, and we currently have 2 exhibits, the Legacy of Timbuktu and the Muslims with Christians and Jews, an exhibition of covenants and coexistence. Second, we have robust educational and outreach programs through our newly created Islamic Thought Institute. And finally, our annual Islamic Heritage Month celebration and festival, where we share the diversity of the Muslim culture with the wider community.
And I would want to add to that IMMC is uniquely positioned actually to address our current moment of reckoning in America and in the world. We are launching our major project and movement, building on our dynamic interfaith and broad-based community partnerships to what we call assist the President of the United States to save America. That's his bid, so we're working to do that. We will do that by reflecting on Dr. King's challenge to America. Mm-hmm. Dr. King challenged America to around this issue of confronting the disease within the American spirit of racism and white supremacy. He really called on America to undergo a radical revolution of values and a profound shift in its structure. IMMCC, the solution to that is to really look at the civil rights movement, connecting it to the African American freedom movement.
Right.
Those two movements we found in research actually converge to create a unique social justice model connected to the historical, we say, universal pluralistic prophetic model that Prophet Muhammad established. Prophet Muhammad established this unique model, and he eliminated racism, oppression, poverty, and established a society of justice and peace. And so we're saying that through this transformative leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King, Imam Warsidine Muhammad, they actually, that their movements merge to establish and connect to that universal prophetic model. And so our goal is to use that model and use that this movement to help America correct its problem of racism and white supremacy.
Thank you for sharing. In terms of the entire museum and, you know, since its founding, I'm sure there have been so many supporters and volunteers and board members. So what would you like to tell them in under a minute or less?
We are very grateful that you believe in the uniqueness of the museum and the museum approach and message in reaching out and educating the American public. Your financial support is critical in helping us expand the museum work nationally, through partial funding of our traveling exhibit program and the development of our digital education and outreach platform. This support will allow us to reach tens of thousands of Americans to transform their mindset about Islam and Muslims. That Muslims are contributing members of America's fabric, and why Muslims belong in America, and why Islam is aligned with the Founding Fathers' Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights.
So we are at 5 minutes, but I'll still let you both answer a few more questions. What does the partnership with American Muslim Community Foundation mean to IMMC?
Well, if I say it in one combined word, it's institution building. That's what I see the role of American Muslim Community Foundation is doing.
Thank you. And, you know, people can find out about IMMC at muslimmuseum.org and on social media at Muslim Museum. If anybody is ever in Mississippi, I highly recommend you stop by the museum. I know I plan on it if I'm ever in Jackson. So Imad and Okolo, thank you so much for your leadership in the community and everything that you do for IMMC.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Of course. Take care.
Bye-bye.